Hello and welcome to Blank Page, the bestseller in 90 days or less. And this is the audio program. And if that sounds like a tall order, I totally understand. My name's Trevor Crane, and I have a little confession to make to you. It took me over 20 years to actually publish my first book. And part of that reason is I was confused about the process. I became overwhelmed at different parts, whether it was the writing or the publishing or promotion. I didn't understand all of the elements, so I would start taking action by sometimes I would get out there and write, but I'd write the wrong book, and then I wouldn't finish it because I'd like, what am I doing here? I never followed through with it because, let's say that I set a New Year's resolution and I would go, this year I'm going to write that book. But then one thing or another would happen, and I would second-guess myself. I'd have these feelings of self-doubt, like, well, who would ever want to read my book? And then what are the, why would anybody ever want to listen to me? Like, who am I? So, there are a lot of reasons why I didn't get my book done, and I decided that at one stage I had to solve this and help other people. I wasn't sure where it was going to fit into my business model or my brand. So frustrated, and I got so upset with myself of that year after year of setting that New Year's resolution and then not getting it done and having wasted all the time I put on it. I said, that's it. It's enough. I've got to make this happen. And I started studying it incessantly. And I was like, I think I finally figured it out. But then I got distracted. I got distracted by some business success, which was a good thing, but I still didn't get my book done. And then years went by. Then I got distracted because I was so busy, not with success, but with failure. And I went through a point where actually at the lowest of the low, I filed a bankruptcy for over $2.2 million. And the woman that I was in love with took my our two-year-old daughter, left me, left the state. And at that point, I was thinking, I'm homeless. I felt, hopeless, really. I didn't know if I could ever, who would ever want to read my book now? I mean, I was the last person in the world I thought anyone would ever want to listen to my story, my advice, and why anybody would ever want to read my book, And then I met a friend of mine, a book mentor of mine, sent me an email, and I watched his video, and he was going through cancer treatments. And his whole business was changing. He got, and I learned in a couple of weeks that followed and in the months that followed that while he was on his cancer bed, he actually pulled out his phone and started writing the book that he wished he had done in his real life, before he thought that this might be the end. And from his cancer bed, when he was going through chemo and the 1 hour a day of energy that he had where his hair wasn't falling out and he wasn't getting poison pumped into his body and vomiting into a bucket, he decided that he would record his book. And from his cancer bed, from going through chemo, he wrote 3 books that became number one best-selling books and built 7-figure businesses behind them. And when I heard that story, I was finally like, that's it. I have to do it. And I have to figure this out for not just myself, but for all the people out there who want to get their books done. And so then I actually did. I followed through. I wrote a book. I wrote a couple of books, and I had them up on my website. And at first, I was so proud of them, but I never understood all the processes, and so I didn't actually finish the publishing process. So it came to a point where I actually wasn't proud of those books anymore because I didn't understand how they would fit in my brand, and I started – I stopped telling anybody about them. And if someone found them, I would sabotage any of the authority or trust or credibility that I might have gotten from writing those books. I would sabotage it because of the way I would talk about them, because I was incongruent and I didn't think they were real books because I hadn't published them. So I went through all of those challenges, and I'm not sure where you are with your book right now. But I will share with you that today, several years later, I am happily married right now with the woman of my dreams, who's the most amazing, excellent, intelligent, sexy, crazy woman ever. She's not my baby mama, by the way. My daughter is now 9. But I'm very proud to say that, we have published as a family 7 number one best-selling books. My daughter wrote her first book when she was 7 years old. My wife and I, when we first got our books done, we used them to more than triple our income. We decided that one of my passions was to make sure that this was a system and a process that anybody and everybody can apply right away, really quickly. So I built a team of people to help you do this. And I decided that there was a step-by-step process that I needed, and I knew anybody could follow. If I could make a system that anybody could follow, then they wouldn't go through all the challenges that I had, because I learned that your book is your most powerful marketing tool if you understand all the components and you can follow through and get it done. My daughter is now a 3-time number one best-selling author, and she's building a 6- and 7-figure, soon to be 7-figure business behind her books. And if she can do that with a book about the 3 Ninja Kitties, if my wife is probably on course right now to more than 10x her income with what she's doing, I'd rather brag about other people than myself. We've got multiple clients that have taken our program and leveraged not just their book, but the business behind it into 7-figure businesses. And you can probably see some of the case studies we've got about that. But I wanted to start off this audio training sharing with you that it's not like I have a silver spoon in my mouth and that I've created everything just from the beginning and I'm a winner, winner, winner. That's not the case. I built the system that I wish someone would have given me. And now I want to give it to you. And yes, our system and process is going to answer more than just how do you write your book. One of the things that kept me from writing it is I didn't understand the marketing and the promotion side of it. And then I didn't understand the back end. Like, why would I want to go through all that hard work to get it done if I don't know how to make money with it? And because it's going to take so much time and energy, this is what I used to think. So what I'm going to do on this, the rest of this audio, is I want to help you with exactly the steps that you can take. And there's only 3 of them, about how you can get that blank page. And if you don't know what book you're going to write yet, that's okay, because I can help you with that too. But you go from blank page to bestseller in 90 days or less. And if you can teach, if I can do it, then you can teach a cat to do it. And if my daughter can do it and our clients can do it, then you can do it too. Okay, so let's get right to it. And thank you, by the way, for your time. And I'm grateful that we've got this on an audio program, so you can basically put it on your phone and listen to it anywhere. So whether you're on the computer or you're just on your phone and running around, I hope that you get this. So make sure you get out a notepad so you can write down some notes, because I'm going to give it to you right now. Now, one of the first things I'm going to recommend is that you understand what it takes to create success in anything. And after 15 years of working with business owners, helping them make more money and revenue in their business, I found that it takes a few things. And number one is clarity. You've got to have clarity around what you want, why you want it. That sounds cliche, but stay with me here. You need to know precisely what that is, and then the plan to get there. You know, you've got to have that plan. Now, fortunately, I've got that plan for you. I'm not sure about your why and what you want to book for, but you need to figure out that part. But you got to have that. What you also really, really need, if you want to get anything done worth anything, is you don't want to do this by yourself. You want to have a team of people. You want to get a coach to help you and support you. And we've created a whole program to hopefully help you and coach you through the process as well. And if you want to do it on your own and you have another coach, then great, go get them. But we've provided that in the context of knowing exactly what the plan is to go ahead and support you. A third thing is, I think it's really powerful to have a community of people around you that are on the same path, that are creating the success and maybe going through some of the same challenges. And it's been one of the most powerful parts of my growth and development has been the people that I hang out with. So you want to take your life, your business, your book to the next level. I'm going to challenge you that you need a new circle of influence. And it's not that you don't have amazing people in your life right now. It's just that you need a new community that can go ahead and help support you to the next level. And then lastly, these are all C's, right? I said clarity, coaching, community. I'm going to challenge you that what it's going to take to get that book done in 90 days or less is really simple. It's your commitment. You've got to commit that you're going to get it done, because so many times I thought I was committed and I didn't follow through because I did not have that clarity. I did not have the map and the plan. I didn't have the right coach and the right system and process. I got distracted by life instead of following through and getting it done. So honestly, this is the hardest thing to do, even though it seems so cliche. You've just got to commit and decide that it's going to happen. All right? Now, I'm not saying pick a date yet. We're going to talk about that in a second. So here we go. I want you to by the way, if you guys want to go to our free training on how do you not just write this book, but how do you market it and monetize it, then you can go to bestsellerbigbusiness.com. You can sign up for our free training, and I'm going to show you how you can do that as well. But let's get into the 90 days. How do you do that in 90 days? So here's my challenge to you, is that instead of getting caught up on the stories of your book, because every time I talk to a new author, they'll tell me about their story. And it doesn't matter whether something happened to them when they were young, or they've had successes when they've gotten older, or they came over on a boat from Cuba, literally. Everybody starts focusing on all these stories that they think would be fun for their book. And I'm going to just ask that you do it in a different sequence. So step one has three parts to it, and it's strategy, structure, story. Strategy, structure, story. So here's what I mean by strategy. Strategy is understanding what the right book is for you. Like, who do you want to read this book? Write these down as well. Who do you want to read this book? Read this book. What is this book going to be about? And then why is it so important for them to know it? These are all W's again, right? So it is, who is this book for? What is it going to be about? And then why is it important for them to read it? See, if you don't know those things, and if you don't know even the next one, which is what do you want them to do next, then you won't lead them anywhere. So I talk about this more on some of our other trainings. I want to go through this quickly, but the idea with your strategy is you know who this is for. I want you to think of where this book fits in your business, because that's our focus, is helping you make money with a business or with a book and add an extra 6-7 figures to whatever you're doing right now by leveraging the power of the most powerful marketing tool ever, which is your book. And in order to do that, you got to understand where it fits in the model, where it fits in your business. So I'm going to share with you that your book becomes your brand. It's awesome. Like, when you're the number one best-selling book, and I want to challenge you that you can do that, and I think it's a goal of yours not just to write a book, but to make it a bestseller. When you have that, for the rest of your life, people will then introduce you. Like, if you enter the room, it's like, number one best-selling author, Phoenix Rosecrane, that's my daughter, right? They're going to put your name there. You get that as part of your brand. And if you can think of some of the most successful knowledge people on the planet, they oftentimes have that attached to their link. So your book becomes your brand. But what it also is, and what people miss, is that your book is also bait. It's bait. It's that first little morsel. It's that first chip that somebody gets the chance to consume out of the whole bag of chips, which is all the awesome stuff that you are. That's what it is. So it's so important, if you go fishing, that you know what fish you're going after. You don't just go to any body of water, throw in a hook, and just hope that you're going to catch something. Put a worm on the end of it. It'll be great. Well, that doesn't work to catch a salmon. If you're up in Alaska trying to do fish for salmon, I promise you it doesn't work for that. And it's not going to work for you if you're fishing for albacore tuna off the coast of Florida. So you've got to know what is your audience. You want to get the perfect bait for that perfect fish. You want to dangle it right in front of them in the right way, which is your title, your strategy, answering those questions. Who is it for? What does your cover look like? Understanding your client and who you want to attract and who you want to read your story is going to help save you so much time. This is where people lose so much time. This is what I did. I would start on the wrong book project. So I want to challenge you that you get really clear about your strategy first, who this book is for, what you want it to be about, where you want them to go next, why it's so important that they need to read it, because if they don't think it's important, they're going to put it down. They won't buy it. They won't get you. They won't consume anything. They'll never taste your bag of chips. And then they're never going to get the benefit of reading your book, which is why you really want it out there, right? So in order to start this properly, understand your strategy first. And I kind of went through that so far, but if you now know that, you know that your book is not necessarily there to make you money. I want to become a best-selling author so I can be like Stephen King or J.K. Rowling, and they're going to have a theme park about me, and I'm just going to make millions of dollars by being an author. Well, that's great. And, you know, you can also win the lottery, so that can happen too. So go buy a lottery ticket. But if you are strategic about how you build this book, understanding how it fits a platform for your brand, for this robust new business or growing business you already have, then you understand that it's also the front end, the lead magnet, the tripwire, the thing you give people, the thing you give away or you give for a dollar or 20 bucks, whatever you want to charge for your book, but it's the gateway into them getting even more from you. If you write that book, then you've got something that really has power. And if you have that strategy, then you can move to the structure. The structure is your table of contents. And what are you going to teach them in your book? See, that's the first thing, is just your outline. So you understand, you know, maybe there's 10 chapters in your book. What are the 10 steps you're going to take them through from like beginning to end? Because now you know who's reading it and why they're reading it and what their problems are and what the results they want. And now you give it to them in the book, all of your best stuff. You don't hold anything back. What should I write about? Everything that's great, everything that they need to know. And this is not your opus. This is not like the last book you're ever going to write. This is your first book that you're going to write. You're going to write many books. But let's go ahead and think about the right client first, or who you want this book, who you want to read your book. Then you build a table of contents or outline for it. And then you fill in the stories. See, because then it becomes so easy, because your stories, your personal successes and your personal failures and challenges are those things that are going to get people to connect with you. They're going to trust you. And if you design it right, where you can share with them your vulnerability as well as your credibility, then you create a desire in people to want more from you. And you'll finish this damn project. You'll get this book done. And once you have that, that's the first step, is strategy, structure, story. You can do that in an afternoon, by the way. It's just not that complex. We'll walk you through step by step if you want to come to our free training, or if you take our program where I'll help you with this. And we have a whole team of people to help you. But what you do next, if you understand that, is now you set a date. We're going to go on to step number two of how you get your blank page to best-selling book within 90 days or less. And I want you to build a business at the same time, quite frankly. I have an ulterior motive. I want you to succeed, and I want you to be a phenomenal case study of not just getting your book done, but being so doggone proud of it that you've got it out there in the world, and it's making the difference that you want to make. I don't know why you want a book. There's a lot of reasons why you want to write a book. I've probably got a blog. I know I have a blog post about the reasons why people write books, so you can check that out. You already know the reasons why you want a book. But I want to help you get it done. So first, strategy, structure, story. Take some time to figure that out first. Trust me. This is not going right into writing. It is figuring that out first. Then you set a date. You set a date that it's going to get done. And let's move on to step number three, which is how do you get this book written? Oh, by the way, setting a date. I'm going to give you another little insight here, a piece of marketing for you on setting a date. You may not know this, but Amazon will allow you to partner with them, and you can actually schedule a release date for your book and pre-sell your book, just like Apple will. Apple will go ahead and say, hey, we have a new watch or a new phone or a new iPad coming out. They'll schedule a date, and I think it's called shipping date is what Steve Jobs always called it, is that you set a shipping date, and then you have to deliver. And when you commit to delivering this with Amazon, you're partnering with a $1 billion company. They want to sell you. They want to promote you. You don't need a website. You don't need anything. They'll just sell your book before it's written. You set a date. You can pre-sell it. I will share with you how you can do that and become a number one best-selling author in the process of writing your book, which is awesome. And how do you monetize it? That's if you go to our live training or a free training, and that's if you get our program, and I'll help you in Bestseller Academy. We have a mentoring program as well where we can help you. But you can do this. You can set that date, and then, baby, you have 90 days or less to get this thing done. You'll get it done. Do the first step first, the second step next, and let's move on to step number three. Let's get down to the how you actually write it. So if you've done this work so far, you've done the hardest listing. You now know the outline of your book, and I'm going to give you the greatest strategy ever. And it's the same one that my friend and book mentor I told you about did, is when he was going through his cancer treatment, he spoke his story out loud. Most of us, this doesn't have to be you. You can write your book as well. And let me give you step three. Step three is speak, scribe, source. So write that down. Speak, scribe, source. Speaking it out is pretty obvious. I'm speaking to you right now. I could transcribe this conversation and turn it into a book because I understand my outline. I understand the stories I want to tell inside of it. And then I tell those stories. I speak it out loud first, which is how a lot of our clients do it. Then you have it transcribed. And I'm not talking about you transcribing that. You can go online and you can search through Fiverr.com. You can search through Upwork and hire somebody. Upwork.com is another resource where someone will transcribe your stuff for you. You can go to Rev.com. If someplace they'll do it for $1 a minute. They'll do a really quick turnaround and transcribe your audio. And that could be, by the way, a live training you do. It could be a video. It could be a webinar. It could be a teleclass. It could be somebody interviewing you. You know, there's a lot. You could just, I'm talking right now on a recorded line. You could just do it on a recorded line, just you and yourself and an outline, and then you rip it. Then you have it transcribed, and then you source it. Now, there are some people, we have clients that come to us and say, I don't want to write my own book. I want a ghostwriter. I want them to interview me and ask me some questions and write it all for me. And you can just source the whole thing. And we have that as an available option, too, because I wanted a program that would help anybody, regardless where they are. So that's why we have a publishing company now called Bestseller Big Business Publishing, so we can help you publish your book. But this is about how you get to go from blank page to bestseller. So on the sourcing part, I don't want you to think of this as, oh my God, he's telling me I got to hire a ghostwriter. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you want a team of people to help you with the editing of your book and the formatting of your book and a content write on your book. And you don't write this by yourself. You're not Ernest Hemingway. You don't have to go off into the woods for 6 months and not talk to anybody and be crazy and just turn off everything and go write your book. A lot of my clients will spend less than 24 hours actually writing their book or working on their book because there's such a simple step-by-step process that we go through to help you get this done fast. You just got to check it out. So hopefully you've gotten some value from this so far. I want to invite you to – actually, I want to challenge you to make a commitment to get your book done. And that does not mean set a date right now. It's go through the three steps. And I'll repeat them real quickly for you. Step number one, strategy, structure, story. Understand why you're writing this book and who it's for first. Then set a date. If you want to go big, you can go big or go home, right? If you want to go big, you'll pre-launch this book, partner with Amazon. And by the way, I'm not trying to overwhelm you here. I can help you with all of these steps. We've got it all in a process to make it really easy. Anybody can do it. But then you want to make sure you do step three, which is that you speak, scribe, or source. And if you're telling me, hey, if you're thinking this, I don't want to speak it out. I like to write. My father-in-law, by the way, is writing his memoirs, and he wants to do it. Every time he flies on an airplane, he pulls out his pen, and I think he's either on his computer, or I don't know if he's doing this with a pen in his notebook. But he said, Trevor, I don't want to speak it out. I want to scribe it out. And he has a goal. He has a goal to get that book done in whatever length of time he set for himself. I'm not sure exactly because he hasn't told me. But he knows how he's going to get it done. You can choose to speak, scribe, or source, but if you want to do it fast, you could use them all, and you can hire somebody to help you edit your book and edit the content for your book and format your book for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands of dollars. Now, you could spend $50,000 on a ghostwriter, and we have people like that on our team. I'm not recommending that. I'm just saying there are a lot of different options. You could have your mom edit your book. It doesn't matter. I want you to find a way to get resourceful. And just remember, when you are getting your book done, it does not mean you have to do all of the steps. You know, if you're building a house, you would not build it all by yourself. You wouldn't design it. And well, maybe you would. Would you go down to Home Depot and, like, you'd scratch some stuff out on a piece of paper and go down to Home Depot, buy nails and wood, and go home and start nailing stuff together? I mean, maybe if you're building a tree fort, or a doghouse, but if you were building a house you wanted to live in, wouldn't there be an architect who would make sure that it's up to code and a general contractor who brought in all the people to do all the different jobs, whether it's concrete, electricity, plumbing, faux painting, hang the counters, you name it, there are a lot of different jobs. You don't have to be good at all of them. You just have to commit that you're going to get your book done. And if you go through these three steps, I promise you I'll tell you what, if you take action, I can guarantee you that you're going to make more sales and be more proud of your results than if you don't take action, okay? And everything I do is designed to help you create more success because that's what I want in my life so that I can have more time and money freedom so I can do what I want with who I want, when I want. So hopefully this has been a valuable audio training for you. Please check out our other free training where I'll walk you through on a webinar and show you how go into a little bit more depth about not just writing it, but the marketing and monetization of it. And if you want to just peruse things here on our website, you can do that as well. We've got a lot of blog posts and case studies, or you can just copy some of these things for your business. And then maybe some point in the future, you'll send me a message on social media and tell me that you've had some successes, or maybe you want actually some of our help, and we can just, for almost nothing, we made it very affordable for almost anybody to take advantage of, for you to go ahead and help you with this entire process. And you did run really fast. So, okay, I think that's it. Reach out to us on social media, whether that's Facebook or YouTube or LinkedIn or Twitter or, you know, even Snapchat. Reach out and ask any questions if you've got them. Please get some value from our the blog, the post that we have here at trevorcrane.com. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. Maybe see you at our next live event, because we've got Bestseller Big Business Live coming up here really soon, so you can check that out. Okay, this is Trevor Crane signing off and hoping that you make that best-selling book and you get to number one real fast. Have a good one.